A lot of that money in Donegal has been spent on projects that are already underway on the N56 in the west and the south of the county. But there is good news for us here and around the Letterkenny area as well. We have funding announced there for to start the job between the Dry Arch and the Polestar roundabout. I think that's something myself that is a critical bit of infrastructure around the town here in Letterkenny. The works there are supposed to be done at night time, and I think it's something that the town really needs. We really need that road upgraded, and hopefully we can have that in place before the TNT project would start. We have some funding announced there as well for the TNT project. It's good to see. It's a very small amount of money in the overall scheme of things. The total project there will be somewhere in around maybe 450 million, but it's good to see that funding announced for to start that project. We look then, we have a footpath or a cycleway and footpath from the mountaintop right out to Coolboy. That was always in the pipeline, and it's good to see that there's funding announced to do that. And then another project that I've been working on for a good number of years myself with the TIA is the road from the Doonwell Junction out towards Termin. And it's great to see, I know there's only 50,000 in it, it'll probably be there just to start the design work, but it shows that the TIA has that section of road in the pipeline, and I'm really looking forward to that dangerous bit of road being upgraded. It's needed so badly on the N56.
Now, 2019, we have seen various road projects underway and completed, not just in Letterkenny, but on the outskirts of it. I'm sure from your perspective going forward, you know, more planning maybe might be needed in terms of traffic management and that kind of thing.
I would agree with you. I would say some of the infrastructure projects that's happened, particularly the sewerage job in Letterkenny, the you know, traffic management was very challenging. I was at the coalface of that myself, you know, trying to help out local traders by, you know, liaising with the Gardaí and the companies that were doing the jobs to try and get traffic moving freer through Letterkenny. I think at certain times, you know, we got traffic moving, you know, and better, but there definitely was pain there for traders. But, you know, there's always a trade-off, the short-term pain and the long-term gain. And I think, you know, we have to be looking at the big picture here, what way we want Letterkenny to be looking in the year 2030 and year 2040. I think there's massive opportunities for us, but we have to put the infrastructure in place.